Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Okay, everybody, let's freaking dive in. Holy moly. This one almost wasn't going to be an episode because it's definitely going to make some people feel some type of way. But I'm taking my own advice. What I share my clients, own your opinions, own your beliefs. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do today. It's not always easy. No one said it was going to be easy, but I'm so glad I'm actually making myself do this. So I want to share with you guys the number one move I regret not making sooner. Like, this is the one move I regret I didn't make sooner as a CEO mama. So if you are a mama and you own a business and you are in this industry, this is really for you. Like, I created this episode for you. So if you're not a mama, I mean, you can still listen. It's about to get real juicy up in here. The mamas are just going to resonate a lot more with this one. So I first want to start off this podcast episode and share with you all what my day-to-day looks like. This is what it looks like. Okay. This is what the day-to-day looks like. We wake up. Then I get breakfast for the girls. Then I work out. And this is a normal day. Like, these are often days. This is how the schedule goes. Obviously, I don't always get to work out in the morning. So just bear with me. All right, y'all. I'm just wake up, breakfast for the girls, workout, breakfast for me, homeschool, shower and get ready for the day. And I really do aim to work 3 hours, Monday through Thursday, sometimes Tuesday through Thursday. More recently, I've been doing Monday through Thursday. Okay. But in between working, like dedicated time, trying to sit down on the table and work is, mom, I need snacks. Mom, I need water. We need lunch. I'm hungry. I need to go potty. Gotta wipe my butt. The girls are fighting. I have to go help. They want mama cuddles. I go and sit down with them. Not every day is perfect, right? Some days I can work the full 3 hours. Sometimes I get 10 minutes. And when I have calls, that is the only time I'm like, okay, girls, y'all got to sit down. Here's some snacks. We just went potty. Here's some water. Here's the iPad. Just watch your show. Let's chill for a bit, right? I make sure we go get some outside time before. Like, that is what I do. That is a day-to-day, right? Then after I work, or if I got any work done that day, it's girls' time. We go to the park. We go for a walk, color, play in the toy room. It's time dedicated for them. And then it's dinner and attempt a cleanup. I say attempt because life. And then it's girls' bath and brush teeth. And then it's cuddles. And then it's read books. And then it's sleep time for the girls. And then it's for mama's time. I binge Vampire Diaries. Sometimes I work. Sometimes I do both in bed by 10. Who can relate to that day to day? You're sitting there and you're trying to get work done. The babies need something, like, as they should. They need things. They're needy right now. And that's how it is. So why are you, and I just want to say that I am making this podcast episode for Bella a year ago because I freaking wished someone did this for me. Why are you investing in someone to help you build a spacious business who is not a mom that require very different time and energy commitment? You can learn strategy from whoever you want. But when it comes to getting down to the nitty-gritty, customized support and building a wildly spacious, like wildly sustainable and spacious business, because you can have it all. I'm proof you can have the high cash months, the spacious calendar, and be a fully present mama. I homeschool. I am here with these girls all the time. You can do it. It is possible. But why are you trying to get support from someone who does not get that day-to-day schedule? Because it is not the same. Us moms do not have the same hours in a day than other people. We cannot sit here in the middle of the day and hash out a 4-hour launch plan. We cannot sit here and spend hours working in a business portal. We cannot make content perfect for an hour and then post every single day. We cannot do certain things. Now, I do want to clarify, because I see this a lot. It's like people's like, being a mom shouldn't be your excuse. And I 100% agree to that, right? Being a mom is not an excuse to why you can't get something done. But it is just facts. Right? Like, you can build the big business. Your kids are not why you cannot do that. But it is facts that we don't have the same time in the day. You cannot sit there and hash out the 4 hours, like, uninterrupted. It's just not possible. It's not going to happen. You can still get it done, but it's going to look very different. And that's something I wish I understood, because I would tear myself down time and time again, because I was like, how is my business coach doing this? Like, I cannot do this. I legit cannot build this. It is not sustainable for me. Because if I did do it, I would be cutting into my client experience. And that is not even an option for me in my space. And so I wish someone would sit me down. And it wasn't until recently, you guys, I never invested in a mom's. It wasn't until recently, this year, like, 4 months ago, less than four months ago, I invested in my first mom business coach. Moving forward, I don't think I'll ever not work with a mom business coach. I will still get strategy from other people who are not moms. That's fine. But when it comes to getting the support, the customized support, I'm going to a fellow mama, and I don't care. My point is just proven that we don't have the same time in the day. You can't sit there and hash out a long-ass launch plan. You don't have time for complicated. You need simple. And it's also not okay for you to feel and like just tear yourself down because you're not able to do the things your coach is saying you got to do to be successful or to make money. Because then if you force yourself to do it, you're burnt out. I love my day-to-day. I love my messy house. Okay, I have grown to love it. Some days it stresses me out more than others. But I have right now, I'm recording this podcast episode on the table, and I am looking at a kitchen, a disaster of a kitchen. The sink full of dishes. There's shoes on the floor right in front of me. Like, the house isn't clean, right? And it's just like, there's no shame in that. And it's going to look completely different. It's almost like you got to pick and choose. I remember telling my husband for so long, I felt like it was hard for me to balance it all. I had to balance trying to do all of the things and more in my business to have decent income and also work out and move my body. Like, if I look back at a year ago, 6 months ago, I was thriving and business was good, but I was almost like, I felt like crap inside. I wasn't working out. I wasn't moving my body. It was kind of inconsistent. Burnout was kind of going up and down a little bit. And it's not even burnout from business necessarily. It's burnout from life and trying to do it all. Trying to sit there and hash out a mastermind, trying to sit there and hash out all these things that I had to do while also be fully present for my kids, have a clean house, work out. And I know that a mom right now is listening to this episode and feeling so seen. We love our kids. They have and always will be the priority, right? That's a non-negotiable. But we cannot have a jam-packed schedule filled with calls. It's just not possible for us. We can't dedicate every waking second into the business. We can't launch a new masterclass every single month. I mean, yeah, we probably can. We can. That's a lie. We can do that. But it's not going to be as easy. Me, personally, I cannot launch a masterclass, but I have very different standards. For you, it might be different, so that's why I say that, right? Like, my masterclass, I really like to be able to sit down, put out the outline. It would take me at least a week to do that. Right. But in addition to the workload I have now with my blueprint ladies and giving them 100% and still being able to be fully present, like, I know me, my limits. I know everyone's different. Other moms, it's going to be different. Take a lot of what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But it's just like, I know you guys feel my heart. And I'm so glad I realized, maybe I should be learning how to build a spacious big business from a mama who gets it on a deeper level. When it comes down to getting that support, like I said, get the strategy from whoever you want. But when it comes down to getting the support, I am such a firm believer in this. And this is the one shift I wish I made sooner, is learn from someone that gets it. Build the spacious business from someone that gets it. I always tell my clients, have your kids on the calls. My kids have had conversations with my clients' kids on Zoom calls. We get it. There's no shame. There's no guilt. There's no, oh my God, I'm so sorry my kid is coming. Like, no, please never say sorry for that. We get it. Invest in someone that has built the spacious business, who embodies getting you get to have it all with babies on the hip. Like, sign me up. Sign me up. Because here's your reminder. You can have it all. You can have it all. The high cash months you've always dreamed of. The daily payment notifications and the spaciousness to enjoy it. And the best way for you to do that is to learn from someone who's done it themselves. Who is doing it. That's it. That's a wrap for today. That is a shift I wish I made sooner. I had to share this with you guys because I do have a lot of mamas in my space. And I know that this is going to be really eye-opening for you. And that's it. If you want to continue this conversation, I would love to have this conversation with you in the DM. That's it. I love you all so much. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning in to this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.